Just a quick message before the episode starts. We had a lot of technical difficulties with this episode. Everything from trying to find time to record to distributing something that we used in the episode all the way to Dylan's audio being really, really jacked up and cutting out every once in a while. So you might hear Dylan's audio cut out every once in a while, and I had to manually try to realign his audio with his video because it kept, after it cut out, it kept misaligning itself. So I definitely apologize for the wacky audio, but the episode's still super fun, and I hope you enjoy. Thanks. Welcome back to the first episode of season 4 of Reality with a Twist. I'm Gabriel.
I'm Gunner.
I'm Dylan.
And I'm Ben.
And Hi, Ben.
Hi, guys.
We're really going back to the good old days of Discord. And we're also a little rusty. Oh, go ahead.
I love it. I love recording this episode in early April right now.
Yes, yes. Man, we're getting it out by April 26th. Yeah, can't April wait, 26th. Guys. We're recording this. We're actually recording this March 23rd, just to give us plenty of time to edit it.
In reality, we're recording this at 5 p.m. on May 3rd.
Yes.
And it's, you know, should be coming out later tonight.
Yes.
Tonight. So... Yes, you know,
this is great. You know how like some movie sets are like cursed, like some like movie, like sets of movies, just like everything goes wrong. That's how this episode has been so far. It has taken us a long time to get here, but that just means I've been cooking it up for a very long time. So hopefully it's our best episode yet, as we've promised. So before we get into the main meat of the episode, I want to talk about. So, okay, I have a quick question for you guys because this happened late last night and I was going to mention it on the podcast. Mm-hmm. So if you guys are coming up to an intersection and it's blinking yellow lights on one side and blinking red lights on the other side, how do you guys treat that? If you're coming, blinking yellow lights on one side and blinking red lights on the other side.
Oh, well,
if you're driving on the yellow light side.
Serve it as like a... You know, like a two stop sign. Like, so you know how, like, when we, like, where my shop, like the shop that I work at is,
mm-hmm.
think of it as like you're yielding for traffic, but like that side has to stop. And then the one that's blinking yellow is just going as is.
Normally. Yes. Yes. See, that's, do you guys agree, Gunner and Ben?
Yeah. I think the yellow lights are in there in place, like, basically, like, yield to the oncoming traffic if you're turning.
Yes. Turning exactly. Left. But they have the right of way. They always have the right of way.
Yes.
So I went, got some food, and then I was coming up on the red light side. I usually come, on this intersection, I usually come up on the yellow light side, but I was coming up on the red light side. It was blinking red, so I was like, okay, I'll treat it like a stop sign, and they have the right of way. I've done this countless times. For some reason, the first guy coming up on my right, he was on the yellow light side, just slows to like 12 miles an hour at the intersection, and then just keeps going. And then the guy after him, and I was going to go after this first guy, but because he slowed down so much, the guy behind him caught up to him. The guy behind him got confused and treated it like a stop sign and stopped and was trying to make me go. But I was like, That's not how this works. And then and after he left, finally, a third guy started treating it like a stop sign too. Third guy in a row. I don't know what was going on in fucking Muncie, Indiana. But that he stopped at it. He was doing a right turn and he stopped at it. He got pissed and honked at me for not going. And it was like, and by this time, the opposite side of the red light, there was a car about to turn and a car stopped at this point. So I just wasn't going. There was just zero way I was going to go. But I ended up having to turn right and then just going on some random back road. I wanted to make sure I wasn't crazy and that they were the crazy ones. That has literally never happened to me before. Go ahead. Sorry.
He made a fake scenario in his head and got mad at you for it.
He said, why isn't this guy going? Oh my God. I felt crazy because everybody was stopping for me. They were all waiting for me for no reason. Everybody else had more of a right of way than I did, but they're all just like, why isn't this guy just going? Like, what is going on? All right. Now, on that note, soda. Whenever I think about traffic, I can't stop. I just want an ice cold Coca-Cola, man. What about you guys?
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, I could speak to this. If there's one thing that you guys know me for, it's penises.
Yes!
And Coca-Cola.
D- Dylan brings two things to the function. Coca-Cola and penis.
And right now, the Coca-Cola isn't putting smiles on faces.
Oh my god. Okay. So I was gonna start this episode with some kind of explanation of soda, but I mean, everybody knows what soda is.
Unless you're like from a different part of like America and you say it's pop or Coke, then yes. We don't need to dwell into that debate right now. I think that was like something we talked about in one of our Hoosier stereotype episodes.
Yeah, every map says Indiana says pop, but I do not. I've said soda for more of my life than I've said. When I was younger, I said pop, but I grew into soda. So instead of doing an explanation as to what soda is, what's your guys' favorite? Just favorite of all time. Goated soda.
Root beer.
I think I like 7-Up.
Yeah. He's a bit of a Sprite fan.
Nope. Forever and will be until I probably get a kidney stone, Coke.
Yes. Okay.
And Coke.
Coke. Yeah, I'd say. But I'm going to say vanilla Coke. Vanilla Coke is goated. Vanilla Coke is on top. There's nothing that can beat it. It's like if you had root beer and cola at the same time. It is so good. So we seem to all like Coke except for maybe Ben. So Coca-Cola is the most popular soda of all time, obviously. At its core, it is actually simply just a spiced citrus soda. It's a base of citrus oils, including lemon, lime, and orange. And I want you guys to guess the 8 additional spices and ingredients in Coca-Cola. And keep in mind, the actual recipe is a secret. So this is just based off of a copycat recipe. But you guys are going to have to guess the 8, count them, 8 additional ingredients in Coke. And whoever gets the most right, they will get the final vote in today's bracket. So we're going to have a bracket of a bunch of unique and rare sodas. Which one should come back? The winner will get the final vote in that. So are you guys ready?
I'd say, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who wants to go first? Who wants to give it a shot?
Can I look up a list of just spices to reference?
Can I look up the list of ingredients of Coke?
Can I just Google Coca-Cola recipe?
I can't think of 8 spices off the top
of my head. Okay, you guys can look up list of spices, I guess, if you want to.
I will do that.
But it's not just spices. There are just like ingredients too. I'm not going to say like citric acid. That's not what we're talking about. But like ingredients that like, okay, Gunner.
Can I go ahead and take a guess?
Yes.
Cinnamon.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are the other 7 guesses?
Rosemary.
Okay. What are the other guesses?
Thyme.
Okay.
Vanilla.
Okay.
Yeah, now I'm blanking here. Basil.
Yes! I love my basil soda.
Nutmeg.
Okay.
Nutmeg's actually a goated answer.
How many is that?
6? I think that's 6 or 7.
6, yeah. No, it's 6. Unless you want to count basil.
Yeah. Amarillo. Huh? Not the liquor. The spice.
Huh? Oh, Amarillo. Oh, I thought that was a flower. Wait. No, I'm thinking of amaryllis.
Anyways. And then...
Are you talking about amaretto?
No, amarillo. Amaretto. Sorry, yeah. Yeah, amaretto, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
And then... Chili.
Chili. with or without beans? No. Okay, so those are your guesses. I'm not going to say how many you got right until after the other fellas guess. I think that's only fair. So who else? Who's ready to give it a go next?
I'll give it a go.
Okay.
I'm going to say nutmeg.
Okay.
Nutmeg's goated, yeah.
Cinnamon.
Okay.
I think this is an herb, but sassafras.
Okay. That's actually a good guess.
So I got that one wrong.
Well, I'm not saying whether you got it wrong or I just wasn't expecting to hear that.
Clove.
Okay.
I don't even know what this is, but cardamom.
That's okay. That's a good guess as well.
Ginger. Mint.
Okay.
One more, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Sage.
Okay. We're having like a seance or whatever. What do people burn sage for?
To rid of demons or bad spirits.
If you drink Coke, you're getting rid of that.
I honestly didn't know that Whole Foods sold sage. You know, no one's gonna get that shit.
Fresh time. It wasn't Whole Foods.
Fresh shit.
Oh my god.
With the same shit. This
reality with a twist when an inside joke happens. Oh my god.
I'll go ahead and take my crack at it now, I guess.
Okay.
Cinnamon. Okay. Obviously. Nutmeg. Yeah. Because it's okay. goated guess. This is gonna be crazy. Sugar.
Okay.
I'm going to say coriander.
Okay.
I'm going to say, I've already said cinnamon, haven't I? This is a lot harder than I thought. A list of spices. Man. Ginger. Ginger, I guess.
Okay.
I want to say... Does lemon count? It probably doesn't count.
Lemon is one of the citrus oils that do not count.
Okay, that's just a test. Just testing the waters there. Just testing the water. then I don't know. Lavender, maybe? Lavender. Okay. I'm just gonna say random shit now. Mint.
Okay. I don't know how many you have left.
I think I'm at like 5 or 6 right now, so I'll just go ahead and say 5. I already said coriander. Salt?
Okay.
Jesus, a lot harder than I thought.
I think you're at like 7.
I'm at 7? Okay, then I'll just say one more. Pepper, yeah.
Pepper? Brother, you really want to say pepper?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just like, I can't think of... I honestly can't think of 8 spices, even with the list in front of me. I'm like, this don't make sense.
Guys, there's one you guys are all missing that when I say what it is, you're going to be like, oh, are you kidding me?
What?
But of course... and let Dylan, do we want to give Dylan one more guess instead of pepper?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, because like, what would be, oh, that I wasn't thinking about? Vanilla?
I will count that as your guess.
I won't count it as a guess, but when Dylan's done, can I try to guess the one we're all missing?
Yeah, Dylan is done. And okay. I will say Dylan has won. But Gunnar, go ahead.
Is it brown sugar?
No. When I say this, you guys are going to be like, badoy. Okay. So here are the spices and ingredients. Dylan got 4 correct. Congrats. So cinnamon, which all 3 of you guys got. Nutmeg, all 3 of you guys got. Vanilla, which Dylan Gunnar got. Coriander, which just Dylan got. Rose hip, coffee bean, macrat lime leaf, and the last one is cola nut. cola nut, which is why it's called cola.
Cool. What's in 7-Up? The 7-Nut.
The 7-Up plant.
The Sprite nut.
The Sprite nut.
What's in 7-Up? The Sprite nut?
Oh my god. Okay.
The Pepsi nut.
Oh my god. Okay, well, congratulations, Dylan. I don't know why coffee is in cola, but hey, I'm not complaining. I guess that's where it gets the caffeine. Anyway, you will get the final vote at the finals of our bracket here.
So, hooray!
Are you guys ready to start talking about these sodas, or should we mention the taste test before we get into this?
You're the host, so you do whatever you want to do.
I think Ben mentioned wanting to give our guesses as to which one we think is the best. At the end of this episode, we have a little treat for you guys. Well, I guess it's more of a treat for us since we're the only ones tasting them. We have a taste test on a very small soda brand out of New Jersey that I found a long time ago that I've just been super curious to try. They're just a small drink manufacturer, and I just got their variety pack from their website. 24 pack, I think it was like $8 for a 24 pack of soda, so we'll see. We're going to be trying CNC Cola, CNC Cola, CNC Pineapple, CNC Orange, and CNC Ginger. This is in their classic variety pack that you can pick up on their website for $8 plus like $20 in shipping. But forget about that part. Which one do you guys think will be the best?
Probably the original. Let's be real.
The original.
Just the cola.
Yeah. Ben, what are you thinking?
Probably the original with pineapple as a close second.
Really? I think pineapple's going to be the worst. I'm not going to lie to you.
Really?
Yes, I'm scared of pineapple. I'm very scared of
pineapple it. Sodas are the most hit or miss soda like ever.
Gabe, when pineapple walks in.
I'm thinking maybe orange will take the cake for me, just because I feel like I'm more open to orange sodas than off-brand colas. But we shall see at the end of this. But in the meantime, let's start getting into this bracket. We're going to be talking about some unique sodas that they have one thing in common, and it's that they're not available anymore. They're all discontinued, and it's our job to figure out which one out of these eight we want to come back the most. So we're going to start at number one. This is already one of my favorites, OK Soda. So with a name like OK Soda, I mean, how could it miss? This was a super interesting 90s attempt to capture Gen X by using intentionally bad marketing. This cola-like soda was made by Coca-Cola and received intentionally bad marketing in hopes to under-promise its taste. Tom Pinko told NPR that Gen X was used to being manipulated by advertising and was hyper-aware of that manipulation. And keep in mind, Gen X was anywhere between 13 and 28 years old at the time. They hired artists to design these really unique cans for these sodas that I actually think reek of 90s and 2000s artsy feel. So one of these artists has this work displayed on his website. It's Caliph Brown. If you guys just look up OK Soda Can, you will see this art.
Yeah, I'm like looking at it right now. This looks like propaganda.
Yeah, this looks like communist propaganda.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of they were going.
You drink soda. This is what we have. Okay, soda. This.
I think that was kind of in the psyche of Gen X. With the Cold War happening during their formative years. So I'm not. I think that's kind of maybe what they were going for, if anything. But as for the taste of this soda, which I was most interested in. It's supposed to just kind of taste like a mix of Coke and orange soda. It's just supposed to be a slightly fruitier, zingier Coke that has kind of an orange zest kind of flavor to it.
Zest?
So yes, it's a little zesty.
It's a little zesty. It's a little zesty. Oh,
so good.
So, so okay. So, Caliph Brown had this to say about the soda. And he's one of the package designers. Quote, the advertising campaign overshadowed the product itself, which did not taste good. I was one of four artists hired to create the can designs. The others were Daniel Klaus, Charles Burns, and David Cowles. So One of the artists didn't even like the damn thing. So I don't know what that says about the soda itself, but I'm personally extremely curious to try it. So that's OK Soda. Next, we're going to move to Josta. OK Soda is taking on Josta in our very first bracket debate. Josta, a lot of shorter explanation of this one. It was introduced in 1995, and it was the first energy drink released by a major company in the United States. PepsiCo was the creator of this beverage, which was said to taste similar to that of Dr. Pepper, but with a cherry and, quote, slight medical quality. It was discontinued in 1999, but not without public outcry. As of 2023, an Irish company owns the Josta trademark in the U.S., but nothing has happened so far. So it might be coming back, but there's no telling. If you look up Josta, it literally just kind of looks like Dr. Pepper, but it's just an energy Dr. Pepper, essentially.
All it's making me think of is like the 90s version of Prime. Yeah. When you mentioned medically tasting, like,
oh, I do love its branding. It like with the panther on it, it and the color,
like,
and
it looks like it looks like an old Sega console almost in terms of like the
design.
Oh,
I see that. Yeah, the font is great. I love the font.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like super red with the panther on it, and I don't know. It's cool, but if it's just kind of a medical Dr. Pepper, whatever that means, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's the first major energy drink released in the United States. Out of these two, what are you guys thinking? What should we have as a front? What should we have win the first game?
I'm kind of intrigued by Josta.
Josta, okay.
I actually am as well. I really like the branding. I like the font and the colors.
Okay.
And I would definitely prefer more of a berry cherry tasting cola rather than like a zingy orangey Coke.
Okay.
Have y'all forgotten the medical part of the fucking thing he said?
I'm kind of thinking okay as well, because one of my favorite like suicides to make as a kid was just putting Fanta in Coke. I loved drinking that. Like, I love orange Coke. So I'm personally more intrigued by OK Soda, but what are you thinking, Dylan?
I'm going to say OK Soda as well. Just, I know, first thing, and it's a tie, so great.
Here we go.
But, you know, I just, like, why, Josta doesn't sound like it would taste well. Like, OK Soda had its experimental thing going on with, like, no marketing, bad marketing, whatever. But it seems like it's a normal soda after all that. Josta sounds like it was a failed experiment for an energy drink that was getting beaten at that time by rivals that are now the current age titans of the energy drink industry.
Yeah. I mean, for what it's worth, public opinion on both of these sodas is that they were good, despite what Caleb Brown said. What I've seen on like Reddit posts and stuff is people like both of these and they miss both of them. So apparently they both taste good, but another thing about OK Soda is that it was never released nationwide. It was only released in select cities. So like Oklahoma City, obviously, because OK. But like Denver, like a bunch of just major cities got it, whereas Josta, I believe, was international. And that's another reason I'm kind of wanting OK, just because it was never a national brand. I don't know.
Okay, for the sake of the episode, I will switch my vote to OK Soda.
Okay. Soda. Okay. So our first is OK. Now let's move on to Pepsi Fire. Pepsi Fire is another very simple one. I think OK Soda is really the most interesting one, so that's I had the most to say about it. So the rest of this should go relatively quick. Pepsi Fire is just a cinnamon cola. It has like a kind of a big red approach to the cinnamon flavor. It's spicy cinnamon. So instead of like a warm and cozy cinnamon notes of other cinnamon flavor things, it's really just leaning into the spicy. Like, it was supposed to be a spicy cola. You guys might remember this. You guys might remember Pepsi Fire as it was released, I think, in the early 2010s. I tried it, maybe late 2010s. I tried it and I was not a fan. It was too spicy for me. I love spice, but not that kind of spice, and not in Pepsi. And then as for Vault, you guys might also remember Vault, but it was when we were very young. It was a hybrid energy soda, which was supposed to drink like a normal soda with the caffeine boost of an energy drink. So a 12-ounce can had a little bit less caffeine than an 8-ounce can of Red Bull at 70 milligrams. And as for the taste, it was pretty traditional for a lemon lime soda, with a similar formulation to the also discontinued soda known as Surge. If you guys have had Surge, it's essentially just a Mellow Yellow or Mountain Dew competitor, in my opinion, which I'm sure is a controversial opinion. But yeah, it's an energy lemon lime. It's just like a hybrid between a soda and a energy drink that is supposed to drink like a regular soda. So out of Pepsi, Fire, and Vault, what are you guys thinking?
Vault.
Yeah.
I couldn't drink it for medical reasons. Like, why would I ever vote for Pepsi Fire?
Oh, my God. Okay, so.
And Pepsi Fire sounds like something that somebody would mix Fireball in.
Yeah.
Honestly, someone probably did do that. They, like, mixed Pepsi Fire with Fireball and just had, like, the worst night ever afterwards.
Yeah,
like,
it was not enjoyable from what I remember. Okay, so let's move on. We have OK Soda versus Vault on this side, but let's move over to our other side. Oh, I passed it. Let's move on to our other side. Oh. And Pepsi again with the weird-ass shit. We're talking about Pepsi Blue this time. Another very simple one, but I think this one's way more appealing than Pepsi Fire. It's just a berry-flavored Pepsi. That's all it is. 2002 it was when it was introduced. It went away and came back in 2021. People love it. People are wanting it to come back, but it hasn't. It was a very limited time thing when it was released in 2021. It is just a berry Pepsi. But the unique thing about it is that it's actually blue. It is not cola colored. It's not caramel colored. It is blue. But as far as I know, it's still a berry cola. And then as for New Coke, this is one of the most famous marketing fails of all time. I don't really think I have to say too much about this one.
No,
everybody
like
knows what it is.
Well-known discontinued soda out of all of them.
It was probably the single largest marketing fail in the last 40 years. Coke just changed their formula to better compete with Pepsi, namely making the new recipe sweeter. In blind taste tests, it consistently won over Pepsi, but when it was released on the market, people were understandably furious. Coke enjoyers didn't want their soda tasting like the competitor that they intentionally don't buy. I don't know what they were thinking, but whatever. My dad tried it and hated it, but I really do wish they would bring it back just so I could try it. I would like to try it.
Like, I thought at one point I saw Stranger Things doing a promo where, like, they were partnering with Coke to make a limited
quantity of New
Coke.
They had, like, four or something. Yeah, it was, like, a super, super small amount that you couldn't buy in stores. I think you had to, like, win a competition or something, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
But, honestly, though, I have tried Pepsi Blue, though.
Okay.
Pepsi Blue, it wasn't the worst thing ever. Obviously, I wouldn't drink it again, but that's, Fair. You know, Coke supremacy there. But, honestly, I'm not going to say anything, so
Okay. You
guys go first.
I'm more curious about New Coke. I don't think I would consistently purchase either of these. I am intrigued by the thought of a berry cola, but I don't know. I feel like I'm just more curious about New Coke. I'm thinking New Coke personally.
I'm going to go New Coke as well, just because, like, we have recently had Pepsi Blue, but it's been decades since New Coke. And I think it has a little bit more charm to bring it back. So that's why I say New Coke.
Yep. Ben?
I was originally thinking Pepsi Blue, but then I've always kind of wished Coke was a little bit sweeter, to be honest. So Fair. New Coke almost sounds perfect, but I wouldn't want it to, like, replace Coke. I would just want it as an alternative. So I'll say New Coke.
Yep.
All right. So,
don't even need to ask me because you know exactly what I'm going to say. Pepsi Blue now, New Coke.
Yeah, Pepsi, please. All right. So New Coke sweeps. Easy win for New Coke. And these two are some of my favorites. I can't wait to talk about these. So we're going to start with Aspen Soda. This one's very unique, and I'm very curious about it. Aspen was another PepsiCo product, and it was actually an apple-flavored soda, which I never really think about apple-flavored sodas. But it came out in 1978 before being replaced by Pepsi's Slice line, of which apple was a flavor of their Slice line. Slice failed, too. I really love what I really love about Aspen Soda is the packaging. If you guys look up Aspen Soda, it just reeks of late 70s, early 80s. I love the look of it. And honestly, if they were to bring it back, I would want it to look exactly the same. I absolutely love the package design.
Yeah.
Especially of the glass six packs. I just think the logo is really cool.
Right now, it's very minimalistic, but it illustrates what it is very clearly.
Yes. Yes. Very inviting. Very, very goofy, and in a very fun way. And then that's Aspen Soda. It didn't last too long. I think it was 1978 to 1981, if I'm correct. And I would love to try it again. And then, last but not least, my baby, Cinnamon Coke. Oh, my God. It was released as a holiday exclusive very recently, much like Sprite Cranberry. It was supposed to be Coke's Sprite Cranberry because Sprite Cranberry is so popular. Coca-Cola went hard with their marketing upon Cinnamon Coke's first release in 2019. It's essentially just a warm and inviting and comforting cinnamon soda. It's not supposed to be spicy. It's supposed to be like the cinnamon roll side of cinnamon instead of the big red side of cinnamon. Anecdotally, the reception of Cinnamon Coke was very skeptical. I believe you guys, a lot of you guys tried it, if not all of you guys. It came back again in 2020 for one more holiday season, but it has not been back since. So it only lasted two holiday seasons for like maybe 4 months each. I really miss it. I stocked up on it every single time. It was so good. And the thing is, okay, I'm going to save that. What are you guys thinking?
I remember Cinnamon Coke and I thought it was really, really good. I love Cinnamon Coke, but Aspen Soda reminds me of a Mexican soda called Munda. And you can buy it in some stores. It comes in a little glass bottle and it is super, super good. So I'd like to try Aspen Soda for that reason. Okay. So I've actually had apple soda and it's pretty good. So I'm going to go Aspen Soda.
Okay.
I am actually going to go Cinnamon Coke, which is surprising to myself because I'm not usually the biggest cinnamon fan, but you kind of swayed me when you mentioned like it's not like a spicy cinnamon, it's more of like a sweet cinnamon. And I don't know, I think it'd be really good for like a wintry soda.
Dylan can go last because I know what his opinion on it is. He tried it. I love it, and the reason I love it is because cinnamon is one of the spices in Coke anyway, so it's not super weird to have more cinnamon in Coke. It just tastes like Cokier Coke. It is just a super, super warm, and in a good way, warm Coke. That is all it is. It is so good. I miss it so much. So I'm very much saying Cinnamon Coke. Dylan, what are you thinking?
Fuck Cinnamon Coke, bro! Oh my god! It was the worst soda I have ever had in my life.
Bro, you said it was mid! You said it was mid! You didn't say it was bad?
It was so mid. I mean, it was mid. It was so mid. Like it was just so overpowering with cinnamon. Bro. Oh my god, Aspen, bro, Aspen. All the way. Okay,
Dylan, you tried it warm. We bought it from
Kroger. You also made me try it cold!
Huh?
I also tried it cold. It was the same thing.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, Aspen. Shoot. This is the hardest one. Oh, my God.
What if I told you guys that Aspen Soda is a little zesty?
So good.
No. Before you do that shit, Gunner, before you pull that shit of just doing a bit so they start voting for yours.
Correction, Ben starts voting for Aspen.
Aspen, as Gunner said, exists in some form. It is an apple soda. Apple soda still exists. Nobody's making cinnamon Coke. Nobody's making cinnamon cola. You can buy apple soda. As much as I love the idea of Aspen,
I'm gonna stick with Cinnamon Coke. We gotta figure out a way to resolve this.
If I hit the e-dance too, will you guys change your vote to Cinnamon Coke?
All right, Cinnamon Coke.
I'm dying on my Aspen Soda hill. I'm just gonna say now, every single time Cinnamon Coke is back in the question, it's going to be a no from me.
Bro is just a hater.
I am.
Okay. All right. The rest of this should go pretty quick. OK Soda or Vault. OK Soda is the orangey Coke with the wacky marketing. Vault is the drinks like a soda, kicks like a energy drink. That was their marketing pull to it. Again, similar to a Mellow Yellow, similar to a what's it called? Surge. I almost said splurge. a mellow yellow with more caffeine, in my opinion, versus an orangey Coke. What are you guys thinking?
Vault.
Vault.
Oh, Gabe, aren't you going?
Oh, I still want OK Soda, but I'm
gonna
feel like
I'm gonna say Vault honestly for this one.
Okay,
I'm not gonna because I'm gonna you know obviously I'm not gonna go into my reasonings because I want to save my last vote, but I will go with Vault as the semifinal winner.
All right. New Coke or cinnamon?
New Coke.
I'll also say New Coke.
I'm also going to say New Coke.
Okay, yeah, you guys
God.
Know.
Thank my lucky stars.
You guys know what I'm going to say, but New Coke wins. I don't blame you guys. All right, the finale. Before Dylan gives his final vote, I do want us all to talk about it. So I don't want Dylan to just be like, I want New Coke to win. I want to talk about it first. Vault kicks like an energy drink, drinks like a soda. New Coke, which is the sweeter Coke that... did not last. What are you guys thinking? Before Dylan, what are we thinking? I'll go first. I think New Coke. I think New Coke, absolutely. Vault is just kind of generic to me. I feel like Mountain Dew is kind of drinks like a soda, kicks like an energy drink. It has plenty of caffeine in it already. So I'm thinking New Coke just because it's like I have to try it. People hated it so much, I have to try it.
I feel like it's such a different take on like the soda we all love. So yeah, Vault sounds like it's not much different from a lot of other stuff that's out there. So that's why I'm going to also go New Coke.
All right.
Yeah, for me, Vault beat out everything except for Josta personally. But when it comes to Vault versus New Coke, I'm going to say New Coke.
Yep. Okay, I'm
obviously
going to say New Coke.
You know my answer, but I'm going to explain my reasoning as well. Like Vault, I mean to add up, like Vault seems like a little array and like it fits in its section, and whatnot. New Coke is such an enigma to me that this is the only soda on the shelves that it fully replaced the original Coca-Cola recipe for like over a year.
Yeah,
like that's crazy. Like
yeah,
it boggles my mind that they were doing that and like. Now it's just like there's no way to get it unless you want to try something that's expired and not going to be at its like peak. So
yes, obviously, yes.
New Coke is probably like the pinnacle of discontinued sodas. My vote goes to New Coke.
All right. So before we put this in, I do want to say that these are both Coke products. Vault was a Coke product. So our final was just Coke products. Unfortunately, Pepsi lost out. I really love Josta. I think Josta was, if we had a wild card, I would want Josta to be the wild card. Don't have time for that. So New Coke is the ultimate winner, which is kind of the most generic outcome that could have happened from this because everybody knows about New Coke. But I can't be mad about it. I am very, very curious about it. So, but still, I really had fun learning about these weird ass sodas. I do still wish Aspen Soda was on the market just so I could try it. And Pepsi Fire can burn in hell. I want it to be on fire. It sucked. It sucked so bad.
I don't understand
Coke.
Huh?
I don't understand how you can be like, I hate Pepsi Fire. Pepsi Fire sucks. I hate it. I love cinnamon Coke.
It's too. It's one is like yay cinnamon, and one's like fuck you cinnamon. Like it's I want yay cinnamon. Like I don't like Big Red in my soda. Big Red is already painful enough to chew. Imagine swallowing it. It burns. It's bad. It's not burning in a good way. Okay. For sake of time, let's jump right into the C&C Cola taste test. I say we start with their ginger ale.
Oh.
Okay. Hey, gotta save the worst for first.
gotta save the worst for first.
Oh my God, these things have been waiting to be opened. Viewers, I bought these in like February 3rd, so they've been just edging. They've been waiting to be drank since February 3rd. It smells like a very good ginger ale.
It smells like a soda to me.
It smells spicier than Canada Dry, but sweeter than Verner's.
Okay, I just want to make a comment. When I brought these home from your place, Gabe.
Yeah.
Once I took them out of the bag, all of them were just covered.
Yeah, they were sticky. Mine were sticky as well.
Yes. Yeah, I thought I told you guys why.
My bad, guys. I got excited.
Just at 2 a.m. one night, we're all hanging out. So
I paid $20 for shipping. Remember how I spent $20 to ship these bitches? $20 wasn't enough. because one of the pineapple sodas exploded during shipping, and the box arrived wet, and all of them had... I actually wiped them all down, so that's the best I could do. What you have is after wiping them down. So that is the explanation of that.
I am...
Are you ready? Cheers, fellas. Dink.
Yep. That ain't bad, honestly.
Huh. It's not bad, but it's not a normal ginger ale.
For 66% of your daily value of sugar,
it tastes flat more than anything.
Super sweet. Yeah, it's. I don't think it tastes smooth. It tastes weird, like if ginger got a haircut or something.
My expectations were low, and the bar higher than I expected. Like, it ain't bad. I would finish this, honestly.
That is actually very enjoyable. Yeah. Yeah, it's not like if you like Verner's, you will not like this. This is not a punchy ginger ale. This is a very smooth one. But hey, I'm happy with it.
All
right,
what's the next one?
I don't know whether we should do
orange or pineapple next. Okay, let's do pineapple next.
You guys are going to be surprised.
I hope. I think I've had Sunkist. Does Sunkist make the pineapple? I think I've had one pineapple soda before.
Ooh, it smells good.
Oh, shit. That is... Whoa.
It smells like artificial pineapple.
It smells like... Yeah. It smells so pineapple-y. Oh, my God. Okay, so this has almost 50 grams. It has 92% of your total sugar for the day. In this one can. Cheers, fellas.
Cheers.
Okay.
I mean, it tastes like carbonated pineapple juice. Like,
yeah. Again, that's very smooth.
Like, honestly, I was really... Going into this, like, it's probably... Honestly, it makes me hopeful for the orange, because, like, going into this, I was really expecting it to be, like, more artificially and, like, way too vibrant in flavor. Like, this is... I could probably drink the rest of this.
Yeah, I could drink... I mean, I don't want to, because it has almost all of the sugar for the day.
Yeah, no, I will probably be like, oh, but, won't be able to sleep tonight, but...
It's like... It still is carbonated, but it's very... It drinks very well. It's very smooth.
Yeah, the best way I could describe it is, like, I feel like a lot of these unique fruity sodas always have this kind of bite to it.
Yeah.
This has nothing. It's just so smooth.
It's very polite.
So smooth.
So smooth. So okay. out of 10? Okay. Not that I want to keep this going for too long, but the ginger out of 10 for me was like a 7 out of 10. Pineapple was probably... Actually, the ginger was probably 8 out of 10. Pineapple was probably 7 out of 10.
Agreed. Wow.
Yeah, that's fair.
You guys I'd say ginger is like... The ginger is like a 4, 5. I'm not a big fan of ginger or ginger ale. And then the pineapple was like a 9 or a 9.5.
Okay, shit. Okay. Dylan?
I mean, I would probably, thinking about it more, ginger would probably be a 6, just to be fair, because, like, I've never been a big ginger ale, but, like, that was better than some ginger ales I have had that made me that opinion. Pineapple, I'd probably say more like 7, just because, once again, like, and that's very high for a pineapple soda.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
I do not like pineapple drinks that much.
All right, let's do orange next. I think we have to save cola for last.
Yeah.
This one I have very high hopes for. I love orange sodas. They're, like, some of my favorite.
If there's one thing, like, if there's, like, one hidden guilty pleasure, what just happened?
It has 96%, it has 48 grams of sugar in this thing.
Bro, no wonder smooth, it's just sugar at this point.
This shit is half sugar.
Don't worry, guys, it says very low sodium.
Health food.
Cheers.
All right. Let me, oh my God, it smells like mandarin. All right, cheers, fellas.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, again, it's not much of a bite. It puts sweetness first, but not in like a sickening way. I mean, I think it is sickeningly sweet.
I like that more than Fanta.
I think I'd agree with you. I think that's better than Fanta.
I just, like, but the thing, though, is that, like, it probably tastes so smooth because, like I said, it's probably just sugar water with, like, hints of, like, flavor in them.
Yeah. That's fair. It is.
At a 7.
Yeah, I'm going to say... Actually...
I would say...
On the scale for me, for taste, I'm going to give it a 7 as well. On the scale for healthiness, I'm going to give it a 1.
Oh, yeah. A 1, I literally... I know I'm going to have problems tonight now because of those.
Unfortunately, I think this is probably my least favorite of the three.
Honestly, it was
with orange sodas... Yeah, with orange sodas specifically, I want a bit of a bite. I want a bit of a punch to them. And I just think this is kind of like... It kind of whimpers. Like, it kind of just... Like, us orange. I want, like, an orange. Like, you know? So, like, I think that's probably a 6 out of 10 for me. It's still good.
I would say a 6 as well. 6, I'm down with. But now...
Grand finale, fellas.
That's Roger trying to come out right now.
All right. This big shoes to fill with CNC Cola. Has, I think, the least amount of
literally,
sugar.
Like, if it's going to be much of a hit or miss for me. If I do not like this, it's probably going to be, like, a 2.
Yeah, okay. This has the second least amount of sugar. Oh, it smells cinnamony. You smell that?
Oh, it's in my nose.
He said cinnamon coke what flashbacks.
Happened? No, it went in my nose. Oh. I squeezed the can and went.
Bro already hates it. Bro said -2 out of 10.
That I might give it a 2 and it started attacking me.
It it has a very strong cinnamon thing on the nose for me personally. All right. If you guys are ready.
Same.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, that is weird.
Yeah, I don't.
That is weird.
I mean, it tastes like
I don't get a whole lot of flavor in that.
Yeah,
it's not very flavorful. It's just like.
It kind of tastes like Pepsi after you opened it like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I think.
No,
okay.
Don't dead ass. Let me finish my thought first.
Yes.
It feels like if Coke that was sitting out overnight was then recarbonated and then like refrigerated again. Like that's what this tastes like.
It's okay. To me, it tastes. Have you guys ever had Haribo Happy Cola gummies? It tastes like that, but in liquid form. It tastes like a cola gummy instead of actual cola.
Yeah.
That is.
All right. I made a suicide of all of them.
Whoa.
I'm not going to drink all of it. I'm just going to have a sip of it.
Okay. I'm going to quench my okay soda thirst. I don't know how the fuck I'm going to do this.
Bro's going to get diabetes just from... All right, guys. Take the diabetes challenge with
me. diabetes challenge. That's why TikTok's getting banned.
Drink both of the high sugar volume CNC colas at the same time.
All right. All right, so yeah, that was fine. It just tasted like an orange Coke. I think Ben was right. I think pineapple's actually probably tied for my favorite. I think ginger and pineapple were delicious. They were really good at that.
I literally came into this saying ginger ale is going to be my least favorite. I honestly think I'm leaving it as ginger ale being my favorite soda out of the four I drink.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, I think we started with the best just because it's a different take on ginger ale, but it's like a very good one.
Literally, I'm gonna finish this. Like, it's
and it has the least amount of sugar out of all of them, so it's like it not only is it the best, it's the healthiest too.
Yeah, I'm unfortunately gonna have to also pick the second least healthy one and go with the pineapple. That was
my favorite. Yes, pineapple was very, very good too. I was very surprised by that. Yeah, go and try some. We're not sponsored by CNC. I just really wanted to try them because I want to try small soda manufacturers just because it's like that's unheard of nowadays. CNC has a small presence on the East Coast and also for some reason a presence in, I think, Ireland. I don't know why, but people, I think Irish people like CNC a little bit.
I'll ask my Irish friend if he's ever heard of CNC.
Yes. So definitely visit their website. Their website's weird. Like you're going to think you're going to get scammed, but it's real. They kind of forgot to ship my thing because I don't think they're used to shipping sodas. So I had to call them and then they said I got scammed and I was like, oh man. And they're like, that's not our website. But then they're like, oh yeah, it actually is our website. And then they sent me a free hoodie. So,
oh, dead ass.
Yes. They're very nice, but they're maybe a little bit unorganized. I don't know, but definitely check them out. Especially their ginger ale and their pineapple. Those were very good. They have a lot more than that. They also have seltzers that they're coming out with. So yeah, that is CNC, and let's freaking speed run our next segments here. I have bad marketing. It can be very quick. Bad marketing is another Carfact bad marketing hybrid. Ford in the early 2000s was facing some trouble. Late 90s and early 2000s was facing trouble with their Taurus name. They had a very, very poor redesign. If you guys look up, I think a 1999 Ford Taurus. People hated it at the time. It was very bubbly. It was known as like the bubble Taurus, I believe. And they panicked, redesigned it. And not only did they redesign it, that wasn't their only issue. They also had transmission issues. The transmissions in these cars are god-awful. So Ford was just kind of ready to get rid of the Taurus name and wanted to replace it with the Fusion and the Ford 500. We're focusing on the Ford 500. You guys might not have ever heard of it. Came out in the mid-2000s. It was essentially just a Taurus with a new name. Ford likes to stick with F names for their sedans and E names for their SUVs. And people don't know the 500 name, so they didn't buy it. They know the Taurus name. Ford realized that after 2 years and switched the name right back to Taurus. And then it stayed around for another, I want to say, a decade or so. And then they finally retired the Taurus altogether. That is our bad marketing. I don't know what Ford was thinking by changing the name. Very bad idea. But the Fusion did great. The Fusion actually existed up until just a few years ago. Bad marketing.
Who's next?
Best season ever, guys.
Okay. I'll do pharmacy fact. So, a dosage form that is now commonly used in the pharmacy is called transdermal patches. But this is actually it's actually first came out, transdermal patches first came out in 1979 with the scopolamine patch, which is used for nausea and motion sickness. But where transdermal patches really got their fame was nicotine patches in the 90s. Which have just opened up a world of a bunch of transdermal patches, whether it's for estrogen, birth control, motion sickness, it could be fentanyl patches, and a number of other things. The list goes on and on and on. Nice. But they're now a commonly used dosage form.
Give me a fent patch, please.
Yeah, one fent patch, please.
One fent patch, please.
I guess I'll do my Roblox game. Car right into yourself. It's the best game of all time.
Oh, absolutely.
Go play.
Absolutely.
That's all I'm going to say.
Please. It was the best game I've ever played. It was so fun with you guys, genuinely. And please spend Robux on it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ben, do you have anything for today's episode?
Yes, I have a legal fact.
Awesome.
Just going to briefly touch on what we call house arrest.
Okay.
Also known as home detention. It is actually typically a sentence that is given to people as a plea when they are released from prison. So they can typically get prison time suspended in place of they can this is a good legal fact.
Ben, you didn't even see us, but we kept doing the guy in a commercial.
No, I saw you. That's what messed me up.
No one's gonna get it, bro. Move, keep going, Ben.
Yeah, okay.
Typically people can do house arrest instead of prison time. It's pretty much it goes in order of supervision. It's prison, then house arrest is a little bit more freedom, and then probation is about the most free. So that's all I got for that.
So do you just have to do like good behavior or like a plea deal? Is that what it is to get house arrest instead of prison time? Or
yeah, it's usually just a plea deal.
Okay. You might have already said that, but I was too busy doing the stupid dance with the CNC ginger ale. all right. Very, very good legal fact, Ben. I do. Our local artist of the week is it's a little song called Ulterior Motives. I just wanted to mention it because what is his name? It's
Christopher St. Booth.
Yeah, St. Booth from New Albany, Indiana. He's actually, I think, British, moved to United States. Had the most mysterious song in the internet for months and months and years since, I think, 2021. It was found the other day, and he's from Indiana. So listen to Ulterior Motives. It's actually a 1986 bop. It is a really good song. Yeah. We're not going to play it on
asking
here.
Where, if you're asking where it was from, don't ask about
don't
it.
Don't ask.
It was found, though, and it's yes, really it good.
Found. Yes, and also maybe don't listen to the full version because you will realize where it was from if you listen to the whole song.
You might get happy, though.
Yeah. You might get happy. Okay. Should we do any odds?
Let's do one group odd, I'd say.
Okay. Ben, how are you doing on time?
If I can be off the call in 5 minutes,
okay.
Then
one group odds.
Okay.
All right. What is the group odds?
All right. What are the odds that we all go walk into a McDonald's and then before each of us order, we just whip a nene in front of the person taking our order, and then we just order like it was nothing.
Can we do this in the same McDonald's?
This is a middle schooler ass. This is a middle schooler ass odds. Guys, we're going to prank him. It's a Fortnite burger.
Can we do this in the same McDonald's where Gabe has to order his McChicken Milwaukee?
Oh, yeah.
One Milwaukee-style McChicken, please. Again, another inside
joke. It's just extra mayo.
Just extra mayo. Another inside joke. We'll talk about it on our next podcast, I'm sure.
Or like a mini twist or something.
Yes.
Like.
I'll start it off at 20.
I'll say the number.
I'll count down. 3, 2, 1.
3. 19.
Okay. All right. I'll go next. I'll say 10.
All right.
I'll count down.
3. Wait.
I'll say the number.
Then count down.
3, 2, 1.
2. 7.
Okay, I'll go next. I'll say 7.
I'll say the number.
I'll count down. 3, 2, 1.
4. 7.
All right, then say 3.
This is the last chance for those who don't know.
I'll count down. 3, 2, 1.
3, 1.
All right, we don't have to do it.
Right. Very underwhelming odds there, but honestly, probably for the better because we have a lot of odds debt that we need to repay this season.
We do.
So,
oh my God, we do.
That's probably for another episode and another time. But I'll let Gabe, you can take over. I'm acting like I'm hosting the damn episode now.
But yeah, this episode, rocky start to season 4, but I think it'll only get easier after this. One of the biggest issues with this episode is that we just had to distribute the soda to everybody, and I kept thinking we were going to do it in person, but we never did. So yeah, I think the rest of the season will be the best season in reality with a twist so far.
Yes.
But I still had a lot of fun with you guys today, and I hope you guys enjoyed learning about some obscure sodas, and hopefully Coca-Cola will hear this episode and bring new Coke back. So, without further ado, I've been Gabriel.
Well, Gunner, what's your next episode going to be?
Oh, yeah.
Undecided, so still working on that.
Okay.
I've been Gabriel.
I'm Gunner.
I'm Dylan.
And I'm Ben.
And we'll see you 2 weeks from now for our next episode of Reality with a Twist.
Bye!
Bye! Bye.